Repentance is one of the first principles of the gospel and is essential to our temporal and eternal happiness. It is a change of mind and heart that gives us a fresh view about God, about ourselves, and about the world. It includes turning away from sin and turning to God for forgiveness. It is motivated by love for God and the sincere desire to obey His commandments. Kenneth Cope sings, Man to Man.
Holy heart in holy heaven, shape this house of clay. Form this soul, a mirror image, to carry on His name. Earthly heart with earthly treasure, gone and lost its way. Wooed by sight's deceiving measure, followed long in vain. It's change I'm seeking to wake from sleeping and stage. A meeting till our hearts are beating as one. Reach me, find me, lift and light me.
Thank you.
atonement of Jesus Christ, our Father in heaven has provided the only way for us to be forgiven of our sins. Jesus Christ suffered the penalty for our sins so we can be forgiven if we sincerely repent. As we repent and rely on His saving grace, we will be cleansed from sin. When repentance is full and one has been cleansed, there comes a new vision of life and its glorious possibilities. How marvelous the promise of the Lord! Behold, he who has repented of his sins, the same is forgiven, and I, the Lord, remember them no more. The Lord is and ever will be faithful to his words. Julie de Azevedo sings Mercy's Arms.
The mighty fortress walls I have built around my foolish heart, how they crumble and they fall as I surrender all to mercy.
To become free from the power of sin, we must turn to our Heavenly Father, pray in faith, and act as He asks us to. Repentance is an act of faith in Jesus Christ, an acknowledgement of the power of His atonement. We can be forgiven only on His terms. As we gratefully recognize His atonement and His power to cleanse us from sin, we are able to exercise faith unto repentance. Satan may try to convince us that we are not worthy to pray, that our Father in heaven is so displeased with us that He will never hear our prayers. This is a lie. Our Father in heaven is always ready to help if we will come to Him with a repentant heart. He has the power to heal us and to help us triumph over sin. Mindy Gledhill sings, "A Little More Like Thee."
So many faces travel the length of a mind that is racing to trace back the memories of time gone by. Oh, and the distance between all the bridges of instances when I have wanted to change this heart of mine. Have I blown chances to be less like the captive and more like the free and more like the innocent child in me and maybe just a little more like thee? Here in the spaces between all the lines of a life that has wasted the essence of time, I close my eyes and picture a place where the sum of all grace is extending a hand to erase all the shame from this worn out face. Have I blown all my chances to be less like the captive and more like the free and more like the innocent child? Just a little more, a whole lot more, like the hands that redeem me, that lift and relieve me, the roads I have taken in vain. Oh, have I blown all my chances to be less like the captive and more like the free and more like the innocent child? Just a little more like thee.
In order to be forgiven, we must first acknowledge within ourselves that we have sinned. If we are striving to live the gospel, such an acknowledgement will lead to godly sorrow, which worketh repentance to salvation. Godly sorrow does not come because of the natural consequences of sin or because of the fear of punishment. Rather, it comes from the knowledge that we have, through our actions, displeased our Heavenly Father and our Savior. When we experience godly sorrow, we have a sincere desire for change and a willingness to submit to every requirement for forgiveness. Marie Pearson sings, "Lullaby for Me."
This hasn't been a day that I would call my best. I'd give myself a failing grade if this had been a test. I didn't comfort you when you were on I was too busy crying through some problems of my own. Today I have not been the mom you needed me to be. And tonight I wish that you could sing a lullaby for me. I'm glad that you can sleep. I wish that I could too. I'm sorry that today I wasn't really here for you. I must have slipped away to some far distant land, where I'm the child who cries until her mother takes her hand. Tonight I wish that you could sing a lullaby for me. Tomorrow I'll reclaim my proper place. I'll tuck you in and gently kiss your face. I'll do those things the mom's supposed to do, and I'll know what those things should be, 'cause tonight I need 'em too. This hasn't been a day that I want to repeat. I'm sorry I could only say I'm so sorry while you sleep. Today I have not been the one. Tonight I wish that you could sing a lullaby for me. Tonight I need someone to sing a lullaby.
Our goal surely must be forgiveness. The only possible path to that goal is repentance. For it is written, "There is no other way nor means whereby man can be saved, only through the atoning blood of Jesus Christ." The Lord will not come to redeem His people in their sins, but to redeem them from their sins. And He hath power given unto Him from the Father to redeem them from their sins because of repentance. One clear voice sings, "Change."
Yesterday I thought I knew the woman I could see. Watching through the mirror, she looked a lot like me. I used to recognize the eyes that danced above her smile. I hope that she returns. I haven't seen her for a while. Lord, I think she needs a little help to make a change by starting with herself. Let me face my fears and dry my tears and put my pride away. Let you walk beside and be my guide, and know you're never far away. Help me remember, with you I am better. doesn't start with a C, it begins with me. Every pretty butterfly, before she's ever flown, cannot make a change without some time alone. Inside a quiet dark cocoon, she can't emerge too soon. Before she reaches sky, she must trust her wings can fly. Lord, I think I need a little help to make a change by starting with myself. Let me face my fears and dry my tears and put my pride away. Let you walk beside. Start with a C, it begins with me. Let me face my fears and dry my tears and put my pride away.
Sometimes the steps of repentance are initially difficult and painful, like the cleansing of a soiled garment. Yet they produce purity, peace of mind, self-respect, hope, and finally, a new person with a renewed life and abundance of opportunity. John Batdorf sings, "Don't You Know?"
Don't you know? Can't you see? I'm not who I used to be. Don't you know? Can't you see what your love has made of me? Of the broken pieces of my life, you could see all I could be if I was home. So tenderly connected, all the fragments of my misdirected soul. Don't you know? Can't you see? I'm not what I used to be. Don't you know? Can't you see what you're? Thank you.
For your peace now and for everlasting happiness, please repent. Open your heart to the Lord and ask Him to help you. You will earn the blessing of forgiveness, peace, and the knowledge you have been purified and made whole. Find the courage to ask the Lord for strength to repent now. Hilary Weeks sings, "Take Me There."
There is a place where every teardrop that falls is counted, and every piece of the heart that's been broken is put back together. A place where He fills the corners of the heart, and little by little dreams dare to be dreamed again. But only the broken know the way there, 'cause they've walked redemption.
In the pushing process of repentance, we may sometimes feel God has deserted us. The reality is that our behavior has isolated us from Him. Thus, while we are turning away from evil, but have not yet turned fully to God, we are especially vulnerable. Yet we must not give up, but instead reach out to God's awaiting arm of mercy, which is outstretched all the day long. Mercy River sings the flute.
This flute sits alone, silent without you, unused. Will you pick me up? Place your hands upon the keys and just breathe.
Michael Dowdle's arrangement of Come Unto Jesus underscores our parting message. Church members have a special rendezvous to keep. Nephi saw it. One future day, he said, Jesus' covenant people, scattered upon all the face of the earth, will be armed with righteousness and with the power of God in great glory. This will happen, but only after more members become more saintly and more consecrated in conduct. There are some tutoring lines in one of our favorite hymns. Come unto Jesus, ye heavy laden, careworn and fainting, by sin oppressed. He'll safely guide you unto that haven where all who trust Him may rest. Come unto Jesus. He'll ever heed you, though in the darkness you've gone astray. His love will find you and gently lead you from darkest night into day. If you and I would come unto Jesus, we must likewise yield to God, holding nothing back. The prophet Mormon declared that Jesus waits with open arms to receive us, while the unrepentant and the unconsecrated will never know that ultimate joy described by Mormon, who knew whereof he spoke, of being clasped in the arms of Jesus. May God help each of us to so live now in order to merit that marvelous moment then.